All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into today's topic is forgiveness. This is a way to really bring peace and help with conflict. So try to take one of these roles. I'm going to read it here, but pretend you're Amber, Nicole, or Caitlin. Let's just assign that real quick. How many of you want to be Amber? Just real quick, just raise your hand. Amber's. All right, we got one. Anyone else want to be an Amber? All right, Maggie's a Amber.
I am, but I get in trouble with transgender stuff.
No, this is just pretend. Nicole's, any Nicole's? All right, we got a Nicole. All right, how about Caitlin's? Going on to Caitlin. All right, Laura, you're Caitlin today. All right. So just be thinking about one of those as you read it, because otherwise you're kind of taking a stance removed. I'd rather have you be one person, right, as you read this. So pick one. Amber, Nicole, and Caitlin shared everything. They played together on the college volleyball team. Between classes and practice, they always could be found together. The girls loved skiing in the winter and running in the warmer months. After college, each found employment in the same city where they attended church together. Nicole married first, then Amber. Caitlin remained single, but their friendship continued to flourish. Amber and Caitlin exchanged some texts where Caitlin complained about Nicole. Caitlin thought that Nicole was acting arrogant because she married first. And Caitlin felt like Nicole was putting her down for not having a boyfriend. Amber defended Nicole and wrote some curt responses to Caitlin, who wrote back with hurtful words. Amber then forwarded the whole exchange to Nicole. Nicole and Amber exchanged a flurry of texts in which they grumbled about all of Caitlin's idiosyncrasies and how she must be jealous of them. It didn't take too long before Caitlin learned about the other two ganging up on her. She responded with angry texts to both of these friends. Before long, they were posting negative things about each other on Facebook and unfriending each other. Once, this would never happen with girls, right? Like,
this is what's wrong with texting.
All right. This would definitely happen these days. Once inseparable, Amber, Nicole, and now avoided Caitlin. It wasn't difficult to steer clear of one another except at church. So they separately concluded that the best way to see one another was to stop going to worship. All right. Yes.
Looks like you got a message in the chat, and they might have been sharing.
Oh, I can do that. Yep. You know your dad well, Jonathan. There we go. There's the text for you, everybody that's viewing online. Okay, so if you're one of those people, we're going to go through this. What we're thinking about is there needs to be forgiveness here that's given in this broken situation. And to get to the point of forgiveness, we've got to get in the right position to do that. So like my girls are, they're beginning to play soccer. There's a big difference between Claire and Kaya. Claire's soccer is just sheer chaos, okay? Ball goes down and 20 kids circle the ball. They beat up and kick each other and, you know, this sort of thing. And the ball squirts out. And then 20 girls move over to that little clump and they beat each other up. And yeah. I'm not exaggerating. This is Claire's soccer. Okay. The kids don't know position. All right. They don't understand that. They don't understand. I need to be, the goal's right here and the ball's here. I need to be here and not always going for the ball. Right. Now Kaya is an age above, and you see what they're learning is position. In order to be successful, not everyone swarms the ball, but the forwards stay over here. And then on a string, the midfielders follow them, but they don't clump the ball. They let the midfielders have their section, right? So what today, if you remember anything about today, the idea is with forgiveness, we don't want to just, we don't want to be like Claire's age where we don't take position, the correct position, just jump into forgiveness without really understanding the depth of it. We really want to get in the right position so that when we do offer forgiveness, it is heartfelt, it is meaningful, and it makes a difference. Okay, so that's what these, as I put these questions together, that's what I was aiming in my head. How can we get in a position so that once we get in a point to forgive, it's impactful and makes a difference? So